Connie, a very, very good morning. Now, I don't know if you were in your car, and I don't know if you heard some of the responses to your song.
As I was coming up here. So.
All right. So let me just tell you, let me just read you some of them because wow, what? Now, first of all, you need to know because you're in Cape Town, you don't know this sort of thing. Is even though you can listen to us online, most of our listeners absolutely detest my choice of music, and in particular the crescendo, the climax every morning is the 7 a.m. song, which they hate more than anything else. It doesn't stop me trying, and we keep going, and you know. I take it on the chin because what is that in the fell clutch of circumstance? I have not winced or cried aloud under the bludgeonings of chance. My head is bloody but unbowed. So I continue, but either way, so it's not often that I play a song that they actually like. So here we go. Love it already, Garen Cohen. Karen says, morning guys, beautiful music. Ronnie says, wow. Now she's one of our most severe critics. Wow, you've really outdone yourself. Love it. Mavis says, such a beautiful song and choir. Which choir is it? Ian says, the song is frigging brilliant, but I can't Shazam it. Please can you back announce it slowly because I don't type well and I'm driving. Shabbat shalom.
It'll be on Shazam soon.
Okay, we'll talk about everything there in a minute. We've got one person saying, good morning team. No, it's a no from me. Somebody else saying, absolutely beautiful. Someone else, Justin, saying, I love that song. Well done. Joshua Rubin saying, absolutely brilliant. Benjamin saying, Howard, you really seem to like these quiet type songs. But this one is rather nice. People saying, play it again. MJ saying, brilliant. Someone else saying, it's very NOS.
You're NOS. Okay, NOS.
It is NOS. That's spelled N. Oh, you're from Cape Town. You don't know what NOS is. NAAS. Anyway, lots and lots of amazing feedback, really.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, we don't get positive feedback.
Awesome.
So the song that I actually played, just so you know, was Odiavo, which was with the Khayelitsha Choir, wasn't
it? Yeah, Khayelitsha United Mambazo Choir is their full name.
Wow, absolutely awesome. And as the Nati said, it was effortless. It sounded effortless.
Mm-hmm.
It obviously wasn't. It's obviously a lot of work.
A lot of work, a lot of editing.
Yeah, I'm sure. But magnificent.
Yeah. So I performed with them a few times. I met them like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Cape Town. And so I actually wrote some arrangements for, I was a choir master in a few shuls in Pretoria back in the day. And now Chazen in the Garden Shul. So I've taught the choirs like these certain shul songs,
right,
but with the African arrangements. And
absolutely love
when it came to wanting to put these songs down, I thought it's like will be great, much more authentic, obviously, with an African choir. And it's their rhythm, the feel. It's just organic and
absolutely amazing.
We have a great vibe when we perform together. So we've done a bit of Ladysmith Black Mambazo stuff.
Yes.
That's where they're called the Mambazo Choir. They kind of, you know.
Okay, wow. Well, it is 7:18. I meant to go to traffic, but let's treat ourselves to another one. What do you recommend, Adonolam or Anke Lucano? Which one do you think?
Yeah, go for Adonolam.
All right, and there you have it. This is funny. Oh, I don't know why it's so there we go. Absolutely sensational. Which choir was that?
That's the same choir.
Same choir.
Three songs of them. Khayelitsha United Mambazo Choir. They perform in the waterfront, actually.
Really?
Out of Cape Town, you'll see them. Yeah.
Incredible. Benjamin DeVette says, hi, Howard. This is great music. Good choice of guest. Sounds like a really nice guy. That's from Benjamin. No, Benjamin. It's, you know, he's not, but it's good to have him in studio. Anyway, MJ says, beautiful. I need to get this. Phil says, absolutely beautiful music. Shabbat shalom. And Linda says, great voice. I must admit, my legs are tapping. Damn it. Ilana Stein says, love the mix of styles. Janice says, both songs are amazing. So there we go. I can tell you,
awesome.
This doesn't happen
Hey? It does not.
It does
really
not
does
happen.
Not,
like, certainly not on my watch.
Yeah, no, I'm getting nervous. Like, <what's
that? laughs> It is. It is. Like, I feel like we've been set up for something, aren't we, Fnati? It is 7:22. We'll be back chatting to Khoniji about the journey to this album, how we can access it, when we can access it, and everything else we need to know. Really is. Beautiful voice, beautiful song. I think I'm going to skip work today and just listen to this music. That is from Garen. Bev says, wow, now this is what we want from Chai. Don't start with me, Bev, because I'm going to play helicopter if you start with me like that. You see, Zanati.
Always with like
always
a jab,
a little bit of a swat.
Don't they like helicopter?
Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah, helicopter.
The German
yeah.
song.
Yeah, yeah, they don't like it. What's wrong with them?
It's the best song in the world. Are you being facetious?
Not really.
Not really. I think it's an awesome song.
It's a mix. I just heard it last week for the first time, so a little bit late to the mix.
And what did you think?
Mixed feelings. No, it's cool. It's just a cool vibe.
That's why we play it.
I heard it at the Chayenu, when the Chayenu girls came and I performed for them in Cape Town.
So yeah. And they played that?
Yeah, they played it afterwards.
I love that.
We have taken that helicopter and made it a real thing. Ansan says, Khoni G is like Kenny G, but much better.
Cousins, and, you know that? G's are related.
What?
The G's
are all related. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's very, very nice.
Also, I found out his last name is Gorelick.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I mean, I don't know. That's a quick Google search, but my great grandmother was Gorelick, so maybe we are.
Mm. Oh, yeah. So yes,
I'll look into it.
You actually weren't joking. Gisela says, "I'm 86 and I love these songs. I think it's absolutely, absolutely beautiful." Ronnie says, "Helicopter rocks." Linda says, "That was beautiful indeed." All right, the EFF are marching. I think that's great news. And Sian says, "I wonder if they're getting discovery points for this."
Oh, Vitality.
Vitality.
Yes.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
Maybe
definitely.
That's obviously why.
What is it?
They're doing it from Santon because just in case they need proof.
They're going
that they
with march. A Fitbit.
They're with a Fitbit, yes. I'm sure. Very, very nice that the EFF is getting behind the fitness trend in South Africa. Well done to them. Tell us about this new album. When is it going to be available to everybody?
Okay, so I don't have I'm waiting for the back end actually on Spotify. So it's going to be hopefully next week on digital upload, if not the following week. Mm-hmm. So it'll be available on all streaming platforms,
so Spotify,
Apple, Shazam, Mac, okay, Amazon, brilliant. Yeah, brilliant. Google Play. So, at the moment it's only on CD and USB format. And that's just that, selling at, some local retailers, you know, Moishi's, Kosher World, Shoshana's Bakery in Cape Town, at Spa and Sea Point, all the, you know, wherever you want to pick up Challah, you can pick up the album.
Yeah.
And then, it's at a couple, Sydenham Shaw office or whatever, like there's different,
And of course we're going to be playing it here. So,
yeah,
that's your best.
So online is hopefully next week and, I'll let you, I'll give you the news as soon as it's out.
Please, will you do that?
Yeah.
Then we can keep our listeners posted and let them know when they can start downloading this because it really, really is incredible. How long did it take you to put this album together?
So I first started on, there's a couple tracks which I started like in 2016 and, you know, like kind of just had them there. I properly started on it last year, probably around May time. It took probably around 6 months. It's a lot of work. There's 16 tracks on it. Some of them are remixes of like, they're classic, songs. They're songs from synagogue, shul songs, mm-hmm. but I've remixed them. I've modernized them. My sister says I've chonified them. we played Adon Olam and Ojavo is a classic song. Everyone knows that, right? But I just put in an African and we recorded with the Khayelitsha United Mambaza Choir. So there's a lot of African influence in that. And you can see in the design of the album is a slight.
Yeah, very, very. What's amazing about it is I love the South African feel to it. And I love the African feel. But I also know that the religious music world is very, very conservative. It's very divided, actually. Well, the Jewish, the Hebrew. Hebrew world. So you've got the secular Israelis, and you've got the religious, and obviously the Americans. A lot of the Americans fall into a very, very, very narrow band in terms of style.
Yeah.
How is this type of music, which is just pushes the boundaries slightly in terms of style, not in terms of anything from a religious aspect, but it does push the style. How's that received around the world?
Oh, I don't know. I hope, because it hasn't been around the world
yet. Have you never played that type of thing when you on your travels?
Yeah, well, we're people who hear it and people who hear us perform. I mean, so I performed with the Khayelitsha, and we did a wedding recently, actually, and it was a lot of internationals, and it was... yeah, it was a huge response. Like, people love this stuff, and I think that...
You see, but I wonder there, that they're here in Africa, and there's this African vibe, so that's all very cool. But when they're back in Monsey, I wonder...
Well, we'll have to see.
It'll be very, very interesting. I really do hope...
I hope it can cross that boundary,
I
can...
Look, I believe it's got the ability to, because it's really magnificent.
I also think so. It's going to be a hit.
It's incredible.
Yeah, but I know what you're saying, like, in terms of the religious kind of listenership, they're not used to, like, stuff that they're not used to, hopefully, but I think that there's a large portion of youngsters that listen to music it's constantly the boundaries being pushed. So, so I think that it will. There's a large portion of people that would, and I have a wide range of audience in mind, which I hope will cross over. I mean, a lot of non-Jewish people who listen to this stuff, I don't understand a word you're saying, but it's really great.
Well, I can tell you many of these responses, our listener base is probably 50% Jewish, 50% not Jewish, roughly.
Yeah.
And I can tell you a lot of these messages, a lot of our SMSs and messages that have come in are from our non-Jewish listeners. The words don't necessarily have... relevance.
Yeah, you listen to songs in French and Italian.
Exactly, but it's about this. And actually, you're exactly the same.
Yeah, I'm exactly the same. Even with Idan Reichel, I don't understand a word.
Yeah. This is a big Idan Reichel fan.
So am I.
You should know.
So am I.
but he does. He actually does that.
Yeah, it's world music, and exactly. He's taking different influences, and exactly.
So he really does. So, absolutely incredible. Really incredible.
Yeah. So I recorded with I got the choir in. So actually, we recorded half the album. In like a couple of days, we had a rehearsal with my band in Cape Town, and with just the drums, bass, guitar, keys, I recorded the one part of the album, and then I brought in select instruments on certain parts. I got a flute on one track, trumpet, flugel, percussion, special percussionist, and then we recorded the choir afterwards in those three tracks. And then some of the stuff there's five original songs on here, and then some of them I worked with a producer, my bass guitarist, Nick Williams, and we sat in, just the two of us, and it was very organic, cause then I could like basically tell him the sounds that I was hearing cause I don't actually play, properly, you know what I mean? So I hear the stuff, and I was like beatboxing or drumming on the table of the beat that I had in mind, and doing the bass line, like, that song is a bit long for today, but yeah, that's Yivar Echecha, for example. So that came up with, so it was easy to, it was a really cool process. I loved that process of like going for the sounds. I'm like, I'm hearing guitars here, could be put in, you know, and then we try and putting guitars in.
So it really was like that organic. It wasn't.
Well, some of the tracks, like Tov, Mikolot, Echa, those were the tracks that we built up like,
because traditionally somebody would prepare the arrangement.
Yeah. So in Jewish music, it works like that. You get a composer. Exactly. Well, sorry, in religious Jewish music, you kind of, people, they'll pay a composer who compose a song, then again an arranger, and then you'll get the band in, you know?
Exactly.
So, also I composed some of the songs, but even though the classic songs, I think, I had these arrangements in mind. I kind of rehearsed with the band. I got input from the musicians, like great musicians, Cape Town, jazz-based musicians, and these guys that I play with at weddings and stuff like that, chuppah and the weddings that I do. And, it was like, some of it was, even that stuff, we kind of worked it out as we went along. And, so that was basically two formats of doing once with the band and one with the producer.
Absolutely amazing. Choni G, well done. I think this is absolutely awesome. I think you're an incredible talent. And I can tell you that I think that this album is going to take you to another level.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely convinced of it. In fact, I've got no doubt about it. Gimple says, can't we play Choni's music at the EFF event today? It could have a calming effect on them. And Amazing. Yes, Clive says hysterical that the EFF are marching against load shedding when their policies would only make it worse. Michael says helicopter was okay, but now it's time to crash it. All right, time is 7:40. Honiji, thank you for coming into studio. I know you're on the way down to back to Cape Town. We certainly, our listeners are going to become very, very familiar with this album. Please keep us posted as to when they can download it themselves. Time is 7:40. I'm Howard Feldman chatting to Honiji.